Edgars Rinkevich is the foreign minister of Latvia. His country now holds the rotating presidency of the European Union. Minister Rinkevich, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Today, you recently met with the Russians, and you talked about Ukraine. In hindsight, given what's happened over the past month, meetings with the Russians and then an offensive in eastern Ukraine, were the Russians misleading you earlier this month as to their intentions?
No, I didn't have a sense that there is going to be kind of rapid progress. At the same time, I believe that my visit was needed for two reasons. First of all, we must talk. And definitely, I had to raise also some security issues in the Baltic Sea region. We have Russian planes flying with switched-off transponders, endangering civil aviation. So while there is a crisis, diplomacy needs to be applied, and we have to have political dialogue.
At this moment, do you see the pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine trying to connect territory they control in the east to the Crimean Peninsula? Is that what you understand to be happening on the ground in Ukraine?
That is one of scenarios I wouldn't rule out. Because what we saw last Saturday, the leader of separatists announcing that he is going to attack Mariupol and then also to take the city, and after a couple of hours he actually denounced his own words, that scenario I think still is a very realistic one. At the same time, in that case, of course, it means that the fighting in Ukraine will increase and the overall situation will get to the level which I would define as all-out war.
Yes. As Latvian foreign minister, have you heard any assurance from the Russians that however much they may back pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine, have they assured you in any way that there is absolutely no question of similar policies in Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, which are NATO members?
Well, we talked with my Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, about the meaning of so-called Russian vault. That's the new concept that everyone who speaks Russian or is Russian or likes Russian culture,
they're part of a Russian world,
could be protected if there is trouble.
That would include about a quarter of your population.
I think that would include also some population here in the United States as well.
You think Brooklyn is endangered by that statement?
Well, I think that everyone should take this a little bit ironically, but also a little bit seriously. Mm-hmm. But I've got the assurance that, Foreign Minister Lavrov speaking, Russian world is meant to be only the kind of language and cultural space. And I would say that, yes, we are concerned about this concept, and we are concerned that if we are not able currently stop events in Ukraine, there can be further appetite, not necessarily towards Baltic states, NATO members, but towards other countries of Eastern Partnership, Moldova, Kazakhstan, and the rhetorics that we are hearing from Moscow are, of course, very, very alarming.
Are you absolutely confident that if Russia took actions in Latvia comparable to what they're doing in Ukraine, that NATO would come to the defense of Latvia's government?
We are confident that our NATO allies understand the situation and that NATO would come into the defense of Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, Poland, or any other country under this threat. If that doesn't happen, I think that everyone at NATO, in every member state, do understand that at this time, NATO is simply dead.
Mr. Rinkevich, thank you very much for talking with us today. Edgars Rinkevich is Foreign Minister of Latvia. Latvia holds the presidency of the European Union right now.